Welcome back to the Gooncast.
Gooners want to be free.
Blow!
What's up, Pimp?
I want my government back, government back, government back. No, I want my country back, country back, country back.
Look, it's like I've always said.
The country has gone to shit.
Drain the swamp, man. Drain the swamp.
Strain the womp. I'm straining this womp.
Straining my womp while I record this podcast, that's for sure. My brain has been reduced to mush. It's just me and the TikTok now. No more words. Only short form content.
He's gaming and he's gooning, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, who needs to read? Who needs to learn or think?
Or who needs to read or think or go outside?
I just want to numb. I just want to numb all the time. You know?
If you want to feel numb, then you just gotta be a little dumb. I know, you're full of it today.
Yeah,
she's
been my
little pal.
Oh.
I don't know if the mic's picking her up.
This is a theme with us. Here, I've got a topo in the fridge. Let me get it.
Yeah, I just sprinted out. That was kind of my silence. I like scurried out and scurried back in. These are the inner machinations of Are You Into Bus Stuff, the only comedy podcast about dying in traffic. You gotta have your fuel. You gotta have your sparkling water. And if it's in the other room and your microphone is stationary, sometimes you gotta scuttle out there. So if I'm not on the mic, listener, there's a very real chance I'm scuttling around. Was he scuttling? I don't know if you guys are hearing my kitten, which we call the baby bat. But she is just really been the sweetest kitty today. She's been very clingy, and we had good cuddles and good plays. But now she just wants to be on the podcast like her papa.
Lucas has been lonely ever since his wife left him.
This is true, listener.
Welcome to the Welcome to Are You Into Buzz Stuff? It's the only comedy podcast about dying in traffic, truth blasting your brain, your feeble little brain, straight from the Goon Cave in the Goon Cave World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. The Gooner Resistance World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. My name is Gooner McGoober. Welcome to Gooner Wars.
And I'm coming to you from our field office here in Denver, Colorado. I'm your auntie, Lucas Riley, and we appreciate you being here for another week of our mission of putting more dots on that map so that we can make a buck. We're just like everyone else. We're just like the car lobby and the alcohol lobby. We make money when people die in traffic, so we're just trying to keep that up. We're succeeding on that front. People keep dying in traffic.
We should really riff on like selling it as economic development.
Yeah, I mean, it's true that the correlation between the recent spike in traffic deaths, which is like right around the financial crisis, right? 2008, 2009 is typically where the numbers start to turn the other way. This is largely due to vehicle size, and that's one of the biggest factors, and a continued disinvestment in transportation infrastructure that is not oriented to the tank. And I would say that that is a very clear result of a profit-driven system. Like that's why cars got bigger, so they could charge more for them, right?
I like to imagine that there's no logical end to the cars getting bigger problem. Like, if cars just have to keep getting bigger so you can be safer, because it will always be safer to be in a larger, less penetrable car, right? So where does it end?
Motorhomes for all.
Personal buses? Bus is the safest way to travel.
People already have personal buses. They're called mobile homes, motorhomes. Campers, fifth wheels. They've got. We've got houses on wheels, baby.
So I published some content. I don't know if you heard.
You published some content. No, I didn't hear. What did you publish?
I published some content. fuck you.
Ow. I'm being terrorized. What kind of content did you publish, Ben?
No, I made some new state maps. So this, the whole New Jersey debacle has finally concluded. I gave up. Lots of data was missing. Lots of data was wrong. The dashboard that they have to serve the data returns it in a way to where you can't. If say there's like three people in a vehicle, sometimes for one field it'll give you like three. It'll say they'll give you three ages and then like two genders and like one seatbelt. Do you know
you're
what I mean?
Telling me
and
they so got transgender car crashes in New Jersey?
There's no way to tell which attribute, which characteristic corresponds to which person because they're returned out of order at random. And so I can't say, because they've built a broken product, I can't guarantee.
Yeah, even if there are only two people involved, a 60-year-old black woman and a 13-year-old white male, you will only be able to discern that a 13-year-old and a 60-year-old died, but you couldn't attribute their race by age or vice versa.
That sort of thing, exactly.
Not practical.
And I can't guarantee that it's like this person in this vehicle, because sometimes there will be like just like null records. Basically, the issue is that there are null records, but the serializer doesn't return them as null. It just doesn't return anything. And so then there's like gaps in the middle of the data and there's no way to identify where they are. I'm basically just saying I had to throw out all the person level data for the state of New Jersey. So there's just crashes and vehicles in the map. It appears to have about 6 years of injuries, something like 2019 to today, which is enough data to make the map a little more useful than just the deaths. So it was still worth publishing, but I had to throw away a bunch of data. A bunch of data was corrupt. A bunch of data was missing. It was super fucking annoying. It wasted a bunch of my fucking time, and the whole thing was just a miserable process. Washington took me one day, and Virginia took
the dots.
One day.
Before you move on, the dots on the New Jersey map do give date information. You just don't know the range of all dates in the data set.
Yeah, because there's geodata in 2006, and then there's geodata in 2007, and then there's none in 8, 9, 10, and 11. And then there's some in like 12. And then it appears that all the data in the early years is basically negligible. Relative to the more recent data. So the whole thing is just super annoying.
I mean,
those spreadsheets without column names and that were all encoded into numbers.
Yeah, I mean, bravo, dude. This is a recurring theme in our work, listener. It just seems that there's either a lack of investment in, teaching people how to manage these sorts of resources and like create these sorts of data set or, you know, manage this data in a way that is like reasonable. That's like a missing piece, or there's just like bad technology or a combination of the two. And so kudos to you for making something that is functional for the state of New Jersey, even if it's not perfect, because if you go to roadway.report/new-jersey,
or New Jersey, no, it doesn't. You don't even have to put the hyphen in there.
Nice, both will work. It's clear that the situation for our neighbors in New Jersey is pretty bad.
Jersey.
Especially in the urban areas. Lots of people are getting creamed out there. So If you're in New Jersey, take a look at the map. You may be able to find your loved one on the map. You may be able to, you know, see a pattern in your neighborhood. So bravo, Ben. I know it's not perfect, but that's the nature of this. The government doesn't care about you. They don't care about your family. They don't care about your son. They don't care about your cat. They don't care about your betta fish. They want you to die in traffic. And as long as we continue prioritizing the throughput of motor vehicles above human lives, the lives of cats, the lives of betta fish, this is going to continue to be a problem. And you can see this clearly at roadway.report/New Jersey.
This is kind of a postscript. But within a public-private partnership, the financial interests of the private company and the government entity are opposed. They're in direct opposition to one another. Every dollar of margin that the company earns on top of their expenses is like a dollar that is lost from the public coffers. And so even companies that have good intentions have diametrically opposed financial interests to the governments that they serve. I think that most of this infrastructure, most of these crash safety systems, if you can call them that, are more or less pretty good. But then you get a situation like this where the state of New Jersey is presumably paying out the nose for a data product which is like half-assed, essentially, because, again, it's in the interest of the private sector to half-ass the product, take them, and then just collect as much money as they can. That is the market economy. That is the private accumulation of wealth. And we can dress up slurping dollars out of the government as whatever you want, right? You can call it a public-private partnership, but realistically, it's predatory in nature. It applies to all government contracts.
And/slash Virginia and/slash Washington. I did two other states in one day each, despite wasting a month on the putrid shithole that is New Jersey. Yeah. Anyway, so we got some new maps out. I was riding my bike yesterday. I was going straight. I was on the sidewalk, and I was going
straight.
You were
going straight? Yeah, right.
So I was on the correct side of the road, if that even matters. And I was going straight, and a lady was turning left off of the road through my path. And she was, like, pretty decently far ahead of me.
In a car? She was in a car?
Yeah. But so she, like, sees me, is supposed to yield to me, decides to turn in front of me, and I got time to like slow down, right? But she chooses to turn in front of me, and so I like, we're both kind of playing chicken in a way, but like obviously I have to come to a complete stop like before I get to the curb cut,
right?
Because she could hit me with her car. But so I come right up to that line and she finally stops, and then I go in front of her and she yells at me. She's like, "You're supposed to stop, man." And I just yell, "Fuck you." And then she yells, "Fuck you."
Yeah.
And then I biked away.
Any situation funny in which a driver is asked to make a decision about like how to interact with you is the dangerous moment. We have to remove choices. Those are some of the biggest like moments. I biked a long way yesterday as well, and I biked mostly on the trails. I went up the Cherry Creek Trail east, and then I connected with the Highline Canal Trail, and then I biked to my family's house, and it was mostly lovely. But particularly on the Highline Canal Trail, there are many crossings of large, like 6-lane, 7-lane roads, a couple of like 4-lane, 5-lane roads as well. And these crossings are, some of them have flashers, you know, what are those called? You know, you press a button and it just flashes. So it like suggests that someone pay attention and stop, and then others don't have anything, and then there's like one that has more of a proper like crossing where you get an actual signal. And those instances are just so uncomfortable because I have to look like over the hill on this three-lane road to try to determine whether someone's coming. And yeah, legally they're supposed to stop, but are they gonna? I can't be sure of that. I, unlike Ben, am always extremely, what's the word? Deferential. I'm extremely deferential to the driver. I will never yell at them, because they might kill me with their car or their gun.
No, I mean, like you really shouldn't pick fights with people, but that lady was yelling at me, and she was driving on the sidewalk.
Yeah, she did say, you're supposed to stop, which I might not clap back. If someone talked at me, I might talk back.
I'm not supposed to stop, specifically in that context. Yeah.
It also it doesn't matter. Like, your priority should be not killing anyone.
Don't kill me. Right? Yeah, I saw you coming. Of course I could have stopped, but I had the right of way. And it's not my fault you're an idiot. Like, I'm just going about my business.
We're always going to have conflict.
I'm in and out of the bicycle shop like a million times this week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's what okay. For? I got axle on one bike, the handlebars on another, bottom bracket on a third.
What bike? Are you working on the cruisers? What are you working on?
All of them, just everything. Everything's been to the shop lately.
Nice.
So I'm in there the other day.
Can't wait to come ride.
And I'm just fucking. There's a weird guy at the counter who I don't know, and then a lady cop walks in with a. She doesn't look like APD. She was in like she looked more business casual, but she had a big badge.
Rent-a-cop or like Fed?
No. Like a Fed or a state or a county. Someone like a. She looked like a sheriff. But she could have been like maybe a detective with APD or something. She was wearing khakis, you know?
So you booked it out of there, right?
No, she asks the Joe at the counter. She's like, is the manager here? And Vetus is like, I'm not the manager. But so then I hightail it out of there. And then I'm like, what the fuck was that? And then today I was at the bike shop three different times and I forgot all three times to ask. Like, hey, what the fuck was that about?
Maybe there was a crime committed nearby, or maybe they're dodging their taxes, or...
Those were the two things I thought of. I really hope they don't get busted.
Yeah, that would be a bummer. I mean, maybe... Maybe she just was having her bike serviced and was certain that she wanted to speak with the manager.
No... She just didn't have the vibe. You know.
Did she have car keys on her? Did you notice?
She didn't walk there. She would have to live in Wampus. She's not the type. She's just not the type. She's a Leander. You know, it's a visible
Leander,
type of person.
For those who maybe spun out, not referring to the character from... literature, but the town in Texas, the suburb of Austin.
Round Rock.
Dragons fly together.
Gooners goon together.
This is the truth.
Gooners. Gooners. Want to be free. Gooners 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 want to be free. We want to be free.
want to be free, Gooners. Take back the streets.
You know that one?
That one I am familiar with.
You know that? Do you know that one?
Are you covering something? I didn't recognize
Gooners
it.
Gooners want to be free.
I mean, I know Baby Back Ribs, but...
Gooners want to be free.
Be free. Oh, they just want to be free.
Free. Okay, okay, okay.
We recently got new scooters here in Denver. We moved from the Lime to the Vio. And the Vio, they're less cool. I love the look of like a really beat up Lime scooter that's got like its, you know, handlebars kind of sideways and, you know, scratches all over it. Maybe it's got a couple stickers. It's got, you know, like a tag on it with a Sharpie. I like, that's my kind of scooter. The Vios are all like brand spanking new, and I'm sure they'll develop character over time, but they just feel more like yuppified. They won the contract because Lime said that they couldn't or wouldn't deploy the technology to limit the scooters from being driven on the sidewalk. And the Vios claim that they're going to, upon the law taking effect on July 1st, be able to stop operation on sidewalks. So that's why Vio won the contract, but that's really stupid. And I'm excited to see if it actually works, if their technology
actually
works. I don't
think it will.
Works.
Well, because I have a lot of experience. This is so fucking. I'm like a top 1% global Lime customer. Like, I've scooted more Limes than almost everybody on Earth. And I've been geo-referenced a handful of times. And it's a hassle. Like, it's a fucking enormous hassle every time, and it's based on it's tough. Generally, the geofencing is just regular ass GPS, right? Like, it pings a satellite. Yeah. It says you're in this spot, and if you're within the boundaries, if you're within the shape, then it kills the scooter, right? The problem is that technology isn't accurate to the foot. It's accurate to like the 10 feet, 5 feet, 15 feet, 25 feet, 100 feet, right? Mm-hmm. It depends on if there's tall buildings or like changes in elevation. It's context dependent. I know for a fact Lime has been trying to train machine learning models to recognize whether or not the scooter is being driven on the sidewalk, but I don't think that it's... They claim that they have decent accuracy, but it's not like accurate enough to turn off the scooter. You create unsafe situations by killing the throttle when people are in the road.
Yeah, right.
And so it's probably just like not safe to turn that feature on. And they have the knowledge and the like market share to like say no. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, to give up on a market like Denver. Denver's a big scooter market. I mean, that's a big contract that is now gone. But anyway, like flash forward to someone dying on a Vio scooter because it turned the throttle off because it thought they were on the sidewalk. We'll see. I hope it doesn't happen. But the important point here is that ride the scooter on the sidewalk, ride it in the street. It doesn't matter. The dangerous element is the motor vehicle. It's stupid that it's like the government is more interested in avoiding litigation by creating this law, this barrier to access, even though they admit, like in other forums, that the infrastructure is not good enough and not safe enough, right? It's just the hypocrisy of car culture and car brain development.
But no, I mean, I don't really have a lot of transportation content. You know, I'll be taking a break this next few weeks.
I'll
be gone from the pod. There won't be any gooning, any spooning, any mooning.
Any spooning.
Any 9/11 jokes too sooning.
Any lassoing.
going to Gooner therapy, boys. They're going to lock me up in a room and say, you can't goon too soon. You can't from now to the next moon, lest ye goon.
At night or at noon.
This will be your room. No, I'm going to Gooner rehab.
Yeah, we're having Ben institutionalized.
You know Theo Vaughn?
No.
He's like a redneck comedian. He's pretty funny.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I think I know. Yeah.
I was listening. I was going to like turn on this podcast today, something to like, you know, put on while you're doing the dishes. His guest was like a sex addict, a support like guy, like someone whose brand is like porn addiction and like helping people get out of porn addiction. And
Dr. I thought to myself, Goonbegone.
Our brand is that we're pro porn addiction. Goon for me. I goon for you.
And did you learn anything?
Now goon for me.
Ben, did you learn anything from watching the podcast? I feel like you're
no,
just
I didn't turn it on because it was against my values.
Turned it off?
We're pro gooning.
Did you like listen to build arguments or did you just click it off?
No, fuck that shit. Porno till I die.
And this is why we're having Ben sent to the nicest institution in the state of Texas for hopeless cases like him.
Gooners want to be free. 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 Gooners. Gooners. Gooners want to be free. Gooners want to be free. Gooners want to be free. Gooners want to be free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I was just looking at
Gooners.
The map.
Gooners.
You know that one?
What?
You're right. You're like, yeah, I'm sorry. I was just looking at TikTok. You've been doing this for 3 months. No, here, let me load up my to-do list. Because up next is Arizona and Tennessee. Those are the next states by population in order. It looked like Arizona had some really simple data up on a public ArcGIS server. I didn't see anything for Tennessee yet, but they may have something. Here, let's see. I'm excited to get into the Sun Belt because we've been doing. A lot of the states we've been doing are more densely populated, so they're kind of the safer ones. So we're going to get to, like, the really shitty ones soon. Like Arizona and Tennessee.
Yeah, the, like, large urban areas that are just sprawl.
Then would be Indiana, Missouri.
The cities that don't have large pre-war development.
Indiana, Missouri, Maryland, Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Carolina, Alabama. Probably be a while till we get to Alabama. But Arizona, Tennessee, Indiana, Missouri, Maryland. St. Louis will be interesting. St. Louis is so the segregation is really visible.
St. Louis is the broken heart of America. I have to plug a book that I'm reading, which is called The Veiled Prophet by Devin Thomas O'Shea. It just hit the shelves, so get a copy. It's about the Veiled Prophet Society, which is a secret sort of backroom group in St. Louis that has contained some of the most powerful people in St. Louis, Missouri, and the United States, dare I say the world, since the 1870s. It was essentially like a racist, kind of KKK-modeled group of anti-labor and folks who were hoarding wealth in St. Louis. And it's just a really good sort of leftist history of St. Louis. And the history of the Veiled Prophet is very fascinating, thinking about, you know, how parades and pageants used to be such a key way of communicating social values and social norms. So just an amazing book, but I've been looking at the St. Louis map a lot, looking at, you know, of course, the Del Mar Divide and looking at the impacts of urban renewal. Like, they knocked down 30 whole blocks in downtown St. Louis, right on the river. They knocked down 30 blocks, which is now like where the Arch is and where the baseball stadium is. But there were like 30 blocks of buildings that they knocked down. And those were where a lot of the city's communities that had not, you know, fled with white flight were still hanging out. Like, it's just, it's very sad. St. Louis is such a microcosm of the United States, and I have so much love for it. And Devin's book fucking rocks.
Yeah, white flight sounds a whole lot more fun than it really is.
Yeah.
It sure is a funny way to describe keeping the black man down.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's no greater flight. There's the white man's burden is to demolish the black man's community.
Yeah. I mean, the white guilt is that happened. Yeah. Yep.
No, I mean, I don't know. There's a few other things to feel guilty about.
There's endless things to feel guilty about.
I don't experience white guilt. I experience white pride.
Cut to, we should publish with this episode that photo of you standing in front of the Christopher Columbus statue, like a G.
Which one?
I sent it to you. Your mom posted it for Father's Day. It's a photo of you and your brothers and your dad standing in front of a statue of Christopher Columbus.
like a long time ago?
Not that. Yeah, I mean, when you were kids.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we don't fuck with him anymore.
You've been so busy gooning, so busy gaming.
Nah, dude, all I do is goon.
I said gang fucking gang, don't fuck with Carnero boys. They take you out like Chris. And then I said, Lil Benny, fuck your shit up real quick.
I didn't realize you had sent a picture. I just read those messages and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that must have been kind of cryptic. But no, I mean, this photo is, you're the killer in that photo for sure.
Yeah. Wow. Where's this Columbus statue?
That's a good question. Maybe DC? Didn't you guys go to DC at one point? Didn't you take a trip?
I've never been. That's a fun fact about old Ben Carnero. I've never been to Washington, DC. Never been to Baltimore. Never been to Boston.
You've never been to the homeland, have you? Portugal?
Never been to Europe. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Vancouver, British Columbia, and I've been to Mexico City, but I've never been to TJ or Juarez.
Yeah,
just the city boy.
Yeah, you gotta go places, bro. Like your ancestor Christopher Columbus.
I bought a ticket today. I bought a ticket to Portland and Seattle.
Excellent.
Yeah.
When are you going to Portland?
Can't be too specific, but you know. Summer? Soon. Pretty soon.
Oh, excellent.
I hear they legalized... I hear you're allowed to goon there. It's decriminalized.
Yeah, I think that they passed that bill. I know it's had some interesting repercussions, but pretty mostly sure, seems to be succeeding.
Pretty sure it's the Free the Dick people who got that ratified.
Mm-hmm. I think they had some support from the Free the Balls Coalition as well.
I'm trying to start a local chapter.
Yeah, good luck.
Hey, man, free the dick. Legalize it. What if... Okay. Lucas is trying to convince me to take the legalized drunk driving shirt off the merch store.
Which I thought we'd agreed upon and you'd done. I didn't check.
No, it's still on there. How about I'll take it down if you let me put free the dick up?
No.
Okay, I'll take it down. I'm actually wearing my Army of Gooners shirt right now.
That shirt rocks, and everyone should have one. I guess, I mean, you could leave it up for 24 hours after you publish this podcast. And if 5 people buy the legalized drunk driving shirt, we can leave it up.
I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah, I think that I'll win. I feel pretty confident.
I'll take it down. Is there anything you want me to put on a t-shirt?
Zoning laws won't bring my wife back.
Kill all drivers?
Kill all drivers, I can get behind.
You.
No. ADUs for and
Gooners for housing.
Gooners for housing is funny. Gooners for transit. Yeah, a series of Gooners for. Gooners for scooters would probably sell well.
Gooner on a scooter.
Yeah, Gooner on a scooter.
That is such an insane thing to wear.
I don't think it is. People love rhymes.
You'd have to have enormous balls. Gooner with a scooter. Gooner on a scooter.
Gooner Rock Cafe.
Gooner, scooter, scooter Gooner. What do you think? What's the best?
Goon and Goon.
What's the Frank Sinatra song?
Fly me to the goon. That one?
Goon River. The other one, Goon River. Andy Williams. What's his name?
There you go.
Goon River.
Papa, bring me the goon.
Than a mile.
Good night, goon.
George lassos the goon.
I'll lasso the goon for you, Mary.
Oh, George.
I'll goon for you, I promise.
You want the goon, Mary? You want the goon, Mary? Mary. I actually pride myself on having a pretty good George, but I can't even bring it out right now because that's just simply too funny.
Well, you never have a problem getting it out.
You want the goon, Mary? You want the goon? Well, just say the word. I'll throw a lasso around it and give it to you. And you can eat it. And it'll shoot out of your fingertips and your hair.
We could do a shirt that has like the sandworm on it. And we could do goon. Like dune.
Okay, I'm taking it off.
Monumental, listener. You missed your chance.
Oh, maybe I did. No, wait. Second page. Okay. Delete. All right, that's caused us enough trouble. It cost us North Carolina.
It may have cost us strong towns.
Yeah, bro, who knows? I mean, it could be anything. We published so much stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But that's what we gotta filter out the haters. Mm-hmm, and find brand aligned partnerships.
We have an obligation to ideological purity.
Do we though?
I mean sort of.
I mean, relatively speaking.
Yeah, compared to them, yeah.
The alternative is like the bottom line.
What do you mean?
Like everything becomes slop because everyone wants to like minimize liability. Everybody wants to, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
make money.
They want to make money and continue to stay in business. And even those folks who are, you know, really dedicated and mission-driven, you know, organizations that may be doing some good work, I don't think that Strong Towns is entirely without merit. But they're tied into a system that requires them to play the money game and be beholden to the holders of capital. And we're just not going to do that. Cool people only. I think that what I said is less easily misconstrued. But maybe am I breaking my own ideological purity rule?
Gooner on a scooter is a little weird if you're not on a scooter. Gooners for transit is pretty funny. What about gooners against roadway deaths?
What about trans, open parenthesis, IT, close parenthesis, gooner? So it's trans gooner and transit gooner.
Okay, gooners against roadway deaths.
is pretty dank. I have to admit, this looks pretty good.
Heck yeah.
It's hideous.
Yeah, white text, black background.
I mean, it is hideous. Guard. That's our think tank. Guard. Out with the old guard.
In with the new guard. You better regard these guards.
Oh no.
My dearest regards to the guard.
Okay, guard is up.
Excellent.
I'll buy that one for Noah, if you're listening, King.
Sweet, sweet Noah.
Other than that, so I just wanted to flag to you that I'm just working through states. Like, other than that, there's nothing really on my to-do list other than go on vacation next week.
Yeah, I'm poised to start prospecting this next round of folks as soon as we can obtain a sticker design and print stickers. I am seeing the designer tomorrow, so I'm just gonna see where they're at. If they are not willing, if they're not like able to cover it, I'll just design something and I'll send it to you this weekend, so that we can get the ball rolling, because I'm eager to continue to get the word out. And once we have a design, I feel like I can start reaching out, and I can just tell people it'll be a while as we wait on the lead time for stickers, but I just want to get conversations going. So yeah, if you're out there, listener, and you want to get in touch, we're going to be sending out some stickers so that we can help in real physical space, in our physical ethnographies, and in our communities, we can raise some awareness of the problem and get the word out about what we do. I'll be honest that that's a big part of, you know, what we're trying to do. We're trying to reach more gooners. We're trying to find more like-minded freaks like yourself. So if you want to get in touch, if you want stickers, I'll send them to you. Should be fun, but more details to come.
Yeah, if you're like a sicko or a loser and you want some stickers, please let us know.
Lucas@redway.report.
If you're terminally addicted to gooning, And you have no hope left in your life, please reach out to us. We will make fun of you and send you some branded merch.
This is America, baby. This is the American dream.
Mom, I'm trying to brand. Get out.
Mom, stop. You don't get it. And then we did submit to a what they're calling a civic action zine. I got confirmation that our submission was received and that the editor will be getting back to us sometime before the end of June on whether they want to include us in their zine. A group called Pedestrian Dignity, which is an awesome group, is putting together a zine that is highlighting the issue and trying to bring dignity to pedestrians. So definitely in line with the directive of the Gooner Generals and the marching orders of the Gooner Army. So we'll see. Hopefully they'll be into it. I feel like we're somewhat brand aligned, but we did get that out. So that's good media update for the listener. And then, I'm just going to be blasting emails and trying to make new friends, basically, is my priority. If there's anything else you need me to add, Ben, please.
No, so I've got some stuff like on my list that's all been like low priority. But if there's anything that I'm going to rattle some stuff off, if there's anything you hear that piques your interest, or if you're listening at home and there's anything here that says you want to see, you can let us know. Do the next 5 states. Add motorcycle layer. So that's one option. Like, okay, I'm just listing off stuff that I could do. Add motorcycle layer. Add CSV download to county dashboard. Make more detailed charts of like age, sex, and race, person type on the county dashboards.
That sounds like a Lucas request.
Add new layers for race, sex, age. Add layers for every person type. Add ability to load map by county within the county dashboard, You guys don't care if I organize the API meaningfully. Add a bridge to serialize. Okay, yeah, that actually is complete. Strictly speaking, we don't really have the model of the car. Like, there's like a redundant field, and there's basically two fields for the model, and one of them dates back to the 75, and one of them only dates back like 10 years, but it's a lot more accurate. And I think I just neglected the older one when I built the site.
So if you want me to
process 40 years of codes representing the model of the car, I guess I can, but I'd really prefer not to. And then on my other list, the feds published, I found more vehicles in the 2023 vehicle file. Basically, like, after the feds published 2023, they edited the files. And so I need to cross-reference that data with what's in the site. Create a news article tracker which identifies the subject and object of bike and pedestrian deaths. I really want to do that one. Re-render the population adjusted map, including the last 2 years of fatality data. Another option would be make a state-specific population adjusted map. Like, use a state that has more points on it.
Visually.
And then do like California or New York, so you can see like the effects of traffic violence on a neighborhood by neighborhood basis. I'd be really interested in seeing that for certain urban areas. So maps like that, I'm definitely interested in making. I want to do some tweaks to census maps. I basically want to redo that whole website. Instead of rendering out like one county at a time, I want it to just, you like open the site and you toggle between the layers of like important demographic data just by clicking on the menu.
Yeah.
And you're not punching through a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it could use interface improvement.
And then quantify investments in policing versus investments in car lanes and bicycle infrastructure. I basically want to start like picking apart budgets just to see where the money is going. Austin has like basically 10x their sidewalk spending in the last 10 years, which is good. They're really starting to try. Thank God.
Yeah, true. I mean, the only thing that I have mentioned in the past that I still think would be a nice feature is like right click and drag a box on the map and give me a CSV of the dots in my selection.
That is probably possible.
That feels like a good like research tool application. I know it's something I've wanted to do a few times on the map. I would say follow your heart. Do what speaks to you. Like, if it's building new things or adding layers or building something brand new, like whatever, follow your heart. Have fun with it. Have that sick, sick fun that you have with your first wife, the death map, second wife.
So I published, I'm inclined to just keep making state maps because the feedback is like, they get a ton of organic positive feedback. So I think they meet a sincere need. So I want to just try to get that to as many people as possible. However, we're not really making any money from it. It does drive traffic to the site. I published three maps at the same time, and about 5,000 people visited the site in the last couple days, which is a lot more than usual. It's good.
Nice.
It's good.
Yeah, yeah. I think that more traffic... I mean, the other thing that we've discussed over the years now at this point is adding some pop-up on the main fatality map prompting the user to some sort of action. Whether that's to give us their email address,
we can farm emails. We can. Everyone tells us to do it. Why?
I've been pro email farming. I can draft a welcome email for anyone that plugs their address in, and then we can drip emails out, trying to prompt further engagement.
But like, for what? What are we organizing people to do other than goon? Like,
The vision for me is like put up stickers.
Create create brand value in the public realm.
Create brand value in the public realm. Yeah, basically. Yeah, engage folks to try to make the problem more visible in their neighborhood.
Right. Well, you got to put up like a, we should distribute little signs with like a dead kid on it.
Yeah, we should.
And then put that on the corner where a kid got hit.
Yeah. Yeah, we democratize like ghost bike. We obviously we can't send everyone a white painted bike in the mail, but like if we can do the next best thing in making at least one person like see the problem in a new way, I think that's like that's the benefit of scraping the emails, extracting the contact info. And you know, I mean, I think that like people are, I mean, one of the things for me that makes the site worth its weight.
It cuts out here, but Lucas says that he likes, he says that he likes roadway.report/comments.
A recent comment, which was from today, says, this map is really cool and all of the dots that I've checked and am personally aware of have been correct. Except this one. The fatality here was an 18-year-old male, so there was like an incorrect reporting on the person table. The next one says, love and miss you, Isabella. Wish you were still here with us. Somebody said on May 17th, this is George Strait's daughter. That's crazy.
My favorite one is the one that says, rest in piss. Rest in piss, bozo. You will not be missed.
Rest in piss.
Thank fuck you're dead, oxygen thief.
We have not forgotten, Andrew.
That's a banger.
And then definitely it was me on April 15th saying these comments are lit. That was me.
Tim Ward, my childhood best friend's father. Bradford, Pennsylvania.
Wow, these people are really glad that that guy got hit by a car.
Yeah, rest in piss, bozo. That guy must have been a dick. Imagine how shitty you have to be for someone to dunk on your obituary. Like, people, that is the space that is sort of universally respected and where people, like, will hold their tongue about the your failures in life and your shortcomings as a person. Anyway.
Anywho, I can keep thinking of ways to, I don't know, like, I think the comment section is there's something about it that gets me going. I think it's just the human element. It's like the parasocial relationship that we have with the listener. It's the parasocial relationship we have with the death map user. It just means something that this resource exists because people want this information for whatever reason. And it should be publicly available information because it's a way in which the government and the powers that be that enforce the world that we live in are killing us and perpetuating a system that is violent and divisive. So the comments section gets me going because it reveals the, you know, the breadth of humanity that's baked into a problem so pervasive.
Oh, buddy. Death surrounds us.
Gooners Against Roadway Deaths is really good.
You know, so the Seattle map is up now, and Lucas and I lived in Seattle for a while, and I wanted to do this map sooner, but I couldn't justify it because I've been trying to like serve the most people like as soon as I can. So I've just been doing the states in order of population. But I mean, my suspicions that Ballard is like the safest fucking neighborhood in America, adjusted for population, it's true. It's still true.
Magnolia, maybe a little better.
Magnolia, well, no one lives there.
It's a little less dense, yeah.
Yeah.
Queen Anne, pretty safe.
Right. Queen Anne, okay. And I mean, if you
Ravenna,
go to these neighborhoods, if you go to these neighborhoods, it's very clear. These neighborhoods fuck.
Seattle just rocks. Ballard fucks. City.
Magnolia fucks. Queen Anne fucks. West Seattle mostly fucks. The U fucks. All that area
north, east of the U fucks.
Yeah, exactly. And then
Wallingford,
like,
even.
Cap Hill still fucks. A lot of injuries, though. It's just so busy. They've done a lot of traffic calming to Pike and Pine, and clearly these are like part of a high injury network. It does suck that someone has been disabled on every block of downtown Seattle in like 15 years.
Yeah, they should remove the cars entirely.
That is a pity. Trains don't do that. I just want to be clear about one thing. Trains don't do that. No matter what
trains
you think
don't kill,
about,
kill someone on every block.
No matter what you think about like homeless people, trains do not disable somebody on every block of every major urban area in America. Every 15 years, trains don't
you
do that.
Can,
cars
you
do.
Can get hit by a train, but in a much more finite area.
E-bikes don't do that. Bikes
universe.
Don't do that. Motorcycles don't do that. Cars are maiming someone on every corner in America, it appears. Anyway, not every corner in America, every downtown. You get down to SeaTac and Tacoma, and definitely a higher like incidence of issues. But huge parts of North Seattle are like hella safe. Mercer Island is pretty sweet. Let's see my parents' house.
Yeah, because they're out on that little peninsula, yeah. I mean, still, there's some deaths out there.
Yeah, a few injuries,
no injuries,
for sure, yeah.
There's injuries.
No, a few injuries and a few deaths.
Oh, there are some deaths, yeah.
But it's low-key. Bellingham, let's see Bellingham. Pretty safe. Yeah, I think a lesson of death map is just like, man, stay away from busy roads.
Yeah, as best you can. As best you can. If there is a quiet street to bike down or walk down that is running parallel to the main road, take that slower road. Even if there are bike lanes with plastic bollards or even like, you know, occasionally those little turtle guys, or it's safer to be away from the dangerous element.
Usually it's slower, right? Usually there's some wiggling involved, but it's still worth your time. It's better to be late than not show up. It's better to be late than have a dead gay son.
Amen.
My son, my beautiful son, why did they take you from me? You know that one?
My son,
my beautiful son.
When
why
will
did
they give you back to me?
I like that. I like that a lot.
Well, thank you for tuning in to another installment of Are You Into Bus Stuff, the only comedy podcast about dying in traffic. I'm so glad you're here, listener. Gooning away and taking back the streets one baby millimeter at a time.
My son, my beautiful son. Why did they take you from me?
My son, my beautiful son. When will they give you back to me?
Thanks for listening this week, guys. We'll see you in like 2 weeks, okay?
Yeah, ta-ta for now, listener. Be safe out there.
Don't get hit. Hit first. Shoot before they hit. What do you want me to say? Look both ways? Don't forget to wear a helmet? No, shoot before they hit. Trust no one. Goon for it. It's like a High School Musical riff. Like, goon for it. You got a goon. G-O, goon, go, goon, go.
Hit me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car. And drive away. Hit me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car and drive away. Hit me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car.
me with your car and drive away. Hit me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car and drive away. Hit me with your car, baby.